Greetings, you splendid, splendid mortals. This week and next week, you find me in Rhodes and the Aegean, which is a bit snazzy. I won a competition on the back of a cereal packet and thought it'd be fun. And I brought my mum along as well, so she's helping to look after the boffins so Susie can have a rest. The boffins themselves, we've got some Greek boffins this week who are comfortably housed in the luggage compartment of a coach that we're using to get from place to place. And they seem comfortable enough. They may be complaining about various things, but that's just what boffins do. It makes them happy. So that's that. And DJ Deck hasn't woken up, so it's time for whatever the heck I want to play. Haha. Back in a minute.
There's really nothing, nothing we can do.
And that was MGMT with Time to Pretend. I think let's do the Wheel of Calamity, because, let's see what we're going to cover this week, and hopefully we'll have enough time to do it justice. So let's spin the wheel. So the Wheel of Calamity has spoken, and this week we're covering water shortages, believe it or not. So let's have a think about that. We'll inform the boffins and try and translate what they answer in Greek or Italian, or hopefully English. Who knows? It's a very random cross-section of the population that we've snatched from their homes or cars or wherever we got them from. DJ Deck is saying that we need to play a joker, and then we find out. We'll be right back. Oh, that takes me back. That was a song called Old Sins by a band called Penanceville, who are no longer actually a band anymore. They ceased existing a couple of years back. Also, full disclosure, this is a band that me, myself, and Emma Jane of Esteem Scene both used to play in back when it was a band. Right, water shortages. I'm going to preface it a bit and then we'll get our first boffin to weigh in on some actual solutions. So, tiny islands plus millions of tourists plus, well, hotter summers. Nobody knows why the summers are getting hotter. Let's just put it down to because of reasons. And that all adds up to a math problem that nobody enjoys. Actual causes? Hotter, drier summers. Apparently, tourism peaks at the worst time. So, yeah, need tourism at different times. good luck with that. Groundwater overuse, shame, and also old plumbing. So, yeah, and there's the old sins reference there. Oh, DJ Deck knows his stuff. So geography is not emotionally available to negotiation. And this begs the question, can the boffins actually outthink thermodynamics, hydrology, and human chaos? Well, DJ Deck says we need to play an Ace of Hearts, and then we're going to find out. That was Eclipse by Hans Zimmer from the Dune soundtrack, which I thought was a marvellous movie, if a little bit of a two-parter, which seems to be happening a lot these days. Right, hot out the gates is Adamantios, who suggests that the solution to water shortages is to tow icebergs from Antarctica. He says that you simply lasso an Antarctic iceberg, like use a spare boat or something, tow it like 12,000 kilometres, not miles, we're all in kilometres over here, and then you just park it off roads. He does say that there may be a couple of practical considerations to consider, such as melting of the iceberg, but like we can offset that by I don't know, getting a sufficiently large iceberg. So even with some melting, it'll be still quite large. And anything that melts just goes into the water. So a lot of solutions just, well, a lot of problems solve themselves. So melting. Shipping lanes. Well, might is right. So if you've got a massive iceberg, then other ships and boats or whatever, they're just going to have to get out the way as best they can. And if they can't, then get some cameras and you've got another modern day reenactment of the Titanic movie. Huzzah! Not huzzah, sorry, people drowning and bad. But yeah, they should stay out the way of a massive iceberg, and providing it's daytime, we should see it coming. Maybe put some lights on it for nighttime, solved. apparently international law is going to be a slight issue. But the hope is that, all right, it's not going to be a fast moving iceberg because it's a bit big, but by the time you've floated along for a bit, you'll be outside of the jurisdiction of that particular set of laws. And hopefully the next lot will take a while to kick in. So that'll solve that. And the last one, Adamantios says, is common sense. It feels like he doesn't believe in his own solution here, which is, I don't know, a weak stance for someone vying for their freedom. But to counter all of those concerns, he said, just imagine if you're at a beach bar and the nice person said, would you like a fresh glacier mojito, sir or madam? I'm convinced. Ignore all those practical concerns. That'd be cool. Adamantios, well done. Freedom is yours, and you are very welcome to pillage one suitcase of your choice for some clothes. Spare random clothes that nobody seems to want because we left them on a coach. Go be free. So, Mum, let him out. Hooray! Our first winner. Woo! DJ Deck says an 8 of hearts. So something very, very similar. I keep losing the rules to DJ Deck's bizarre, arcane mumblings. So, yeah. An 8. Let's have a look. What are the current rules? I think I wrote them down. Reasonably different from what we just heard. We'll go with that. Back in a minute. Wow. A good ending. Stop. It's like a slap in the face. Cool Thing by Sonic Youth. Right. Next up, also locked in the coach luggage compartment, is Theano. Nice name. Who suggests that we milk the clouds, which may or may not be a translation thing. He says, we deploy giant sky vacuums that suck the moisture directly out of passing clouds. Gosh. Okay. Some slight issues there. I don't think that cloud seeding exists yet as a thing, and also cloud milking is not yet a thing. But other than those, like, I don't know, technicalities, yeah, giant sky vacuums. I mean, would it look like a big vacuum cleaner? I mean, giant. So it'd have to be upside down, and then it would, yeah, hoover. I mean, you'd have a whole horde of people having to hold the handle. And, watch out, it's falling. Oh, that'd be terrible. It's like, it's, yeah. So, all right, again, technicalities, but yeah, giant sky vacuum, which may or may not exist. Loads of people holding onto the handle. You point it at a convenient looking cloud with moisture in it, and then you hoover it up. And there's bonus chaos, should that be necessary, where you accidentally drain Turkey's rainfall mid-flight, and then maybe start a diplomatic incident over a stolen cumulus or other type of cloud. Funny, impractical, but definitely worth considering. And clouds are a lot nearer than icebergs from far away. So, yeah, bare pass, but I think, yeah, Theano, you also get to stroll about again and sort of spring and frolic as you used to before you, I don't know, you were distracted by the flashing lights and joined us as a guest. So, yeah, same deal. Find a suitcase and, yeah, you're welcome to a couple of items of clothes or whatever else you find in there. Who could say? Right, so DJ Deck. Ah, oh, brilliant. Hooray, it's an ace of spades. And you know what that means. So, yeah, see you in a minute.
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker. We'll be right back.
So that was Motorhead with the Ace of Spades. And if I see that card, I'm going to play that track. Next up, Yordanis. Yordanis? Nice. Who suggests that the solution is simple. You just tilt the island slightly and then re-engineer roads so that all the rainfall runs into one mega reservoir. And then you have all your water shortage needs met by the mega reservoir, which is novel. I hadn't thought of any of these. These are great. so, yeah, if you've studied geology at all, then that's a hard no from geology. Apparently, it's not as simple as it sounds. I mean, I'm just thinking you go under the island and shave a bit off and then it kind of collapses. But according to geology, it's like a hard pass. From an engineering perspective, also no. And if you look at it in terms of like project budget terms, then yeah, you've kind of lost your mind. So no and hard no. Whilst a novel suggestion, tilting the island slightly seems to be a slightly not so good idea. So I was kind of giving Theano the benefit of the doubt, but Yordanis, I'm starting to doubt the benefit. See what I did there? So I'm afraid you get to stay in the coach for a little longer. No pillaging the suitcases for you. I wish you well. That's that bit. So DJ Deck says a Two of Diamonds is next, which is something very, very different to the last track. I'll see what I can come up with. Back soon.
Ran along many.
And that was Pure Shores by All Saints. Right, now it's time for this week's news, weather and sport from the Scarfolk Tourism Bureau. So first off, in the news, Steve Jarvis reports that the Scarfolk Infinity Stair student programme has been launched recently. So apparently the Scarfolk Department of Abstract Realisations have introduced Infinity Stair at the Scarfolk College of Insignificant Achievements. Students and the participants will first be confined in holding pens, as per usual, before being selected to climb an apparently infinite staircase. Officials say that the exercise is intended to demonstrate the nature of hope, as climbers move from hoping to be chosen to then hoping for rest and eventually hoping the ordeal will end. Also, according to the department, the experience reveals hope as both addictive and tormenting. So some positive stuff there. Alan Sircom provides the weather update, saying that Scarfolk authorities warn that unexploded humans outside the town are dangerous and often carry disease and radiation, and advise anyone entering outsider territory to recover stolen owls, if we're going to do that, to wear approved Scarfolk hazmat suits. These suits apparently protect against toxins through their unusual design, whilst officials also celebrate Kill Team Myxomatosis, yes, for successfully retrieving one single owl from a large outsider camp at the border, noting that the operation left no survivors. So another raging success there. Finally, Chris Pryor provides an update on the sport. So Scarfolk officials have asked residents to stop sending their children to school through the postal system, noting that posting them by any mail service available has caused serious problems for the delivery vans. Authorities say the proper way to get children to school is by walking them there with leg chains, possibly also a bribe, as many youngsters cannot tolerate being in a confined space of a mail van and have reportedly been exploding during transport. So it's another thing to avoid. Okay, DJ Deck is saying another Joker. So I'll see if I can find another local track from a local artist. Back soon.
Still climbing out bouncing.
And that was James Golding with Still Climbing That Mountain. Next up, our next boffin is Evdokia, who says it's dead simple, ignore this other stuff, and just tax evaporation. So yeah, a fee every time evaporation takes place, charge somebody for it. So yeah, water molecules, charge, tax, happy days. And then if you know that you're going to be evaporating water, then there's going to be a permit system which you can then pay to sort of have planned evaporation instead of just paying on the spot fines or as a sort of unplanned one-off. She does say that there's a couple of issues that might spring up from that. So you might have the black market vapor trade suddenly appearing overnight. And then, yeah, unlicensed water, and who knows what they're going to be putting in the water. Sort of once that vapor condenses, it could be cut with all sorts of stuff. The other thing is you might have smugglers bottling humidity at night in the evenings. So a solution with problems, is it as simple as she says? Not sure. I do like, it's quite simple though. It's like a here's the thing, evaporation, here's a levy. So on that basis, Evdokia, you're free to go. Yeah, pillage some luggage as you go. Welcome back to your life. Okay, DJ Deck is saying a Queen of Spades for our next track. So that's coming up now.
Some girls us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue Sky, so pleased to be with you. Sky, look around, see what you do.
Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Classic. Next up, our next boffin is Efstathios. These Greek names are brilliant. Who encourages tourists to cry more? So there's a couple of ways of doing that. Chopping onions. So yeah, just rows and rows of tourists strapped to sort of cutting stations, all cutting through onions. Sob. And then you've also got emotionally powerful sunset campaigns, or think about your ex, hydrate the island. Yeah, all sorts of campaigns going on here. Essentially, providing water security through heartbreak, and then collecting up the various drips and drops, and then using that as a way of providing, yes, water security. Not bad. I think it's a goer. So Efstathios, you're free. Wow. We're doing quite well for freeing our boffins this evening. I don't know how many we've got left. I mean, that hold for cargo and luggage in the coach was looking a bit small, but we seem to be getting enough boffins for the show out of there. Anyway, yeah, Efstathios, you're free to go. Luggage is free. If you want to have a little rummage, see if you like something, and off you go. Yes, all your concerns can now be addressed. Right, DJ Deck is saying three of clubs. So let's play that and then see what's happening next.
You want Accidents happen in the dawn. Eat all the grass that you want. Accidents happen in the dark. Eat all the grass that you want. Accidents happen in the dark. Eat all the grass that you want.
Accidents happen.
Every time I look in your eyes, every day I'm watching you die. All the thoughts I see in you about how
good ending. Right, Kill Rock and Roll by System of a Down. Just playing. Last boffin of the evening, we've almost run out of boffins because it's pretty cramped in there, is Trifon, who suggests that in order to combat the water shortages, that it's pretty simple. You just ban sweating. So legislation is put in place to lower perspiration. And you could have a t-shirt campaign around hydrological responsibility begins with the pores, P-O-R-E-S, rather than little kitten pores, which would be cute, different t-shirt. So citizens will be required to move slowly, ideally in a dignified shuffle, it's probably optimal, avoid stairs, hills, urgency and ambition. These are all things which can increased perspiration, so need to be avoided. Sit whenever possible, and also emotionally regulate at all times, whilst refraining from panic, excitement, jogging, or strong opinions. Anything which increases perspiration is to be avoided. There could be some government guidance, such as the recommendation of lukewarm thoughts, mild conversation topics only, and a calm and detached appreciation of beige landscapes only. And as the government would be very much involved in enforcing this, then any violators displaying visible signs of excessive perspiration, they'd probably be issued with a moisture citation and directed to a cooling reflection room where they can consider their lifestyle choices and excessive glandular activity. So post a campaign, every drop of sweat is a drop stolen from a national reservoir. Yeah. So essentially, we're going to be solving hydrology through vibes. So Trifon, a banning of sweating. I think that's a pass. Yeah, free to go. Again, if there's any luggage left, feel free to pillage it. So this is our last track before the obligatory AI poetry section. Enjoy.
We care alive!
And that was We Care A Lot by Faith No More from a little while ago. Okay, AI poetry, I can only apologize, but you're going to have to put up with it. Reservoir is the first poem. So, the lake used to speak in wind and waves. Now it whispers in cracked clay. Boats sit stranded like forgotten thoughts, their ropes slack in the dust. Clouds pass overhead, indifferent accountants, keeping rain locked in some distant ledger. Next one, the last tap. Morning begins with the sound of waiting. A metal tap turns, sighs, and gives nothing. Cups stand ready like open mouths, somewhere beneath the street. Pipes remember rivers that no longer pass through them. Okay, next up, aquifer. Deep underground, a slow cathedral entry empties. Drop by drop, the dark is lifted away. Pumps hum like patient thieves, burrowing centuries in a single afternoon. The earth listens quietly, then settles a little lower. And finally, forecast. The forecast says heat again. The river has already agreed. Children draw water with blue crayons on sidewalks that remember rain. Even the sky seems thirsty, its pale bowl turned upward for relief. Gosh, right, that's that. So we've just got one more track suggestion from DJ Deck, who's saying The Two of Diamonds. So this is going to be something extremely different. And then I give you your freedom back, and I'll speak to you next week. Have a good one.
Only clowns who play with don't believe.